Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 39 of our 40 days of Teshuvah to Yom Kippur, and we are in the 10 days of Awe, day 9. Again, the goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image. And Torah is a process, and it does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. And this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning as we approach Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. Again, my spiritual annual review days of Awe, day 9, tithing. This last year have I improved in tithing my first fruits. This last year have I failed to tithe, or only tithe when I felt like I could afford it. And this next year, I would like to improve by being a faithful tither. To tithe or not to tithe. No topic causes more controversy than tithing and reveals what is in a person's heart regarding money in the kingdom. Whenever a pastor or rabbi endeavors to bring up money to the congregation, they are made to feel guilty and condemned, or made to feel like beggars or robbers. You can find all kinds of articles and teachings for and against. However, man's opinions are secondary to the truth of the word. From many of the articles I have read, the ones against tithing are not heads of congregations and make their money either writing books or speaking engagements or own businesses. They have no idea what it means to run a ministry relying on the support of others to keep it going. Yes, Virginia, it takes money to preach the gospel and teach Torah. Yes, you can do a Google search and find articles, both pro and con, from Jewish and Christian sources regarding tithing. However, the bottom line is that tithing was given by God to make sure that His word would go forth throughout the earth, and that takes money. I really believe our attitude towards money is a direct reflection on our attitude towards God. Why, if we truly want to serve Him and reach people, feed the poor, clothe the naked, teach and train Talmudim or disciples for the kingdom, are we fighting over whether we should financially support these endeavors? Islam has taken over the world because they have the money to finance their lies and organization. Whenever a church closes, they make sure a mosque is built or takes over the property. It's happening all over the United States. They can do this because they have the financial support to pay cash if they have to for these buildings. Shame on us for not having a greater zeal to finance the Besorah, or Gospel of Yeshua, to support Messianic congregations and ministries in order to spread the only truth there is, and that is God's holy word. Many congregations have to close their doors due to lack of funds. Well, some would say, we meet in a house, we do not need a building. Didn't Yeshua say, go out into the world and preach the gospel? Didn't He instruct us to make disciples? Or people substitute the internet for their congregation because they say have no congregation near them. Why? Because people do not want to support the work of God. So why does God want to prosper His people? Because it takes money to get the job done. The word tithe means tenth. God has both a plan to prosper His people and to finance the spreading of the Besorah, or the gospel of Yeshua, our Messiah, simultaneously. It is His tenth plan. According to Scripture, God regards 10 cents on every dollar we earn to be given to our local assembly. The Bible says that the tithe is holy to Yahweh, Leviticus 27:30. When we are obedient to tithe, we are acknowledging that everything we have, money, material goods, a sound mind, good health, our employment, our family, time, literally everything comes from Him. He then in return increases our income, stretches our 90%, protects our 90%, and causes us to enjoy our 90% with a clear conscience. God instructs in Malachi chapter 3 that all of our tithes, plural, from all income sources go to the local congregation, the singular storehouse. Also, God wants to bless us as we are obedient to give offerings over and above the first tenth of our incomes. Our offerings can go wherever God may lead, or for whatever purpose we desire in our hearts. God promises to multiply these seeds sown and to increase the fruits of our righteousness. See 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. As we bring offerings, He promises in Luke 6:38 that there will be a reciprocal giving back to us as he uses other people to bless our lives. He even promises in Mark 10, 29 and 30 that he will multiply anything we sacrifice or give up for the cause of Messiah Yeshua and the gospel. Our obedience to tithe and bring offerings proves that we are growing in Messiah Yeshua's character, because it is the nature of God to give. God gives, man hoards, Satan steals. The good news is that the scriptures are copiously replete with promise after promise to meet our every need. If we are good financial stewards, so that we will always have enough to live, enough to enjoy, and enough to give. Again, the Jewish understanding of prosperity is to have enough to meet your needs and an abundance to help meet the needs of others. There's some more scriptures you could look up. Genesis 14, 17 to 20, and Genesis 28, 10 to 22. Nehemiah 13, 10 to 14, Proverbs 3, 9 and 10, and Malachi 3, 6 to 12. Philippians 4, 10 to 19. Numbers chapter 18, Hebrews 7, 8 reveals that Yeshua, our great Kohen HaGadol in heaven, receives our tithes. Actually, read all of chapter 7. In 1 Corinthians 16, 1 to 2, Yeshua said that tithing ought to be done. In Luke 11, 42. Again, our desire, do we really desire for the gospel to go forth? We need to search our house for that, our hearts, excuse me, regarding our finances. How much does a person's soul worth? How much is it worth to see that somebody is discipled and trained properly so they have a good foundation in Messiah, so they can go out and reach people in their circle of influence? How important is having a messianic congregation in your neighborhood or your area? How important is it to be able to help the poor in your area and to do the works of the Torah that Messiah taught us? We all need to contemplate this as we get closer to the Day of Atonement. God gave everything to us, and he is only asking 10% back for the sake of his kingdom, for the sake of souls. Shalom in Yeshua.